As we heard in the opening prayer, our invocation to Blessed Mother this morning, this Friday before Holy Week, is traditionally dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows. And so we unite ourselves with her, as the prayer said, that she keeps us close to her Son, and we can stand firm, and we eventually will be in heaven as we stay close to Mary and to her Son, Jesus. And then we see these readings. You know, Jeremiah is a foreshadowing of Jesus, and if we remember from Matthew's gospel, when Jesus said, "Who do people say that I am?" some of his disciples said that you are Jeremiah, because his life, his actions kind of mirrored what Jeremiah did and said. In this passage we have today, it's kind of a constant theme in Jeremiah. We know from the beginning he didn't want his mission. He kind of pulled back a little bit, but the Lord encouraged him, the Lord inspired him, and he said yes, because his mission was to go to his own people to point out their errors, their sin. And they revolted against him time and time again, trying to kill him. And this passage here is almost like an interior dialogue. I kind of had the vision, the image of, probably you've seen a movie where maybe there's like an underdog at a basketball game or a football game or even a boxing match. And everyone believes the other side is going to win, and he's going through all of that negative talk in his head. But then he says, wait, the Lord is with me. Jeremiah says this. And so maybe that athlete or that person, that underdog, remembers his strength. He remembers the lessons that he learned. He remembers the plays that he's memorized. Whatever it may be, to remind himself that he can actually win this. And as disciples of Christ, we're not relying on our own strength or our own, you know, conniving ways. But with Jeremiah, we realize that the Lord is with us. And Jeremiah, maybe 700 years before Jesus, 600 years before Jesus, and we hear his words kind of echoing the psalm, which maybe is a 900 or 1,000 years before Jesus. So we can imagine that Jeremiah was well acquainted with the psalms, with the scriptures. The Lord hears me in my distress. The Lord hears when I cry out. He is my rock, my strength, my fortress, my deliverer. Being so well acquainted with who God is revealing himself to be, that when we face the obstacles in life, we don't cower in fear because of the seemingly misproportion of power, but we remember that the Lord is with us. And this is kind of what Jesus is saying, like, they don't know the scriptures. They're not relying on what has been revealed. They're stuck in their own ideas. As we've said so many times these past few weeks, and we can say it again and again, the Lord wants to break us out of our comfort zones, out of the box that we put him in, so that he can truly be the Lord, the deliverer, the strength of our life, the rescuer, that he can really be who he is in our lives. So maybe the invitation is with our Blessed Mother to go to the scriptures, to be more familiar with the works and the words of Jesus, so that when we face those underdog situations, when the world seems to be crowding in and pushing us out, we don't cower in fear, but we trust. As we cry out to the Lord for strength, for deliverance, we know that he will hear us. We will be confident that in my distress, as I called upon the Lord, he heard my voice.